Okay, anyway, in Davbezim and Aleph. We learned the Mishnah with a bunch of Tesis in over here. Okay, the Mishnah said basically Absula gets married Wednesday day. And Tesis explains why not Wednesday night, because there's a lot of fighting going on. And if they get married Wednesday night, they're not going to be together. And then he won't be able to come to Beis Din Thursday morning to say that she's not a Besula. Okay, that was now, what was the union of Tainus Besulim? Why would we believe him? So Tesis says, it's speaking by Ignatius Kayan, or less than 3 years old, there's only one doubt. And therefore, they made all, every girl get married then. And Rashi learns, by coming to Beis Din, witnesses will come, and then they'll believe the witnesses. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this.
What was the Kohen again? I'm sorry, I missed it. What? Why the Kohen is one Safek?
Because if the Safek is, if it was done willingly, it doesn't matter if it was willingly or not willingly. By a regular woman, if she was raped, then she's not forbidden to her husband.
Oh,
but wow. An Eishes Kohen, it would be, there's no difference by a wife of a Kohen, whether it's willing or forced.
The rule of, it says, the Monday and Thursday, the Ayorot in the cities,
mm-hmm.
and the villages didn't apply?
They didn't have Beis Din in the villages.
What, they married any time, any day?
They came, no, they didn't have a Beis Din. If they had a problem, they came to the cities.
No, they married in the city?
Oh, you mean when they can get married?
Yeah, in the villages.
No, all over, because then it would come to the Beis Din. It was not, the cities were, the villages were right outside the cities.
So it's not like Gemara Megillah that we are Kefarim and all that?
No. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, the fourth line into the Gemara, yeah? Right after the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yudah Mishmul. Rav Yosef said, name of Rav Yudah, name of Shmul. He says like this, Mimnei Ma'om Rav Besulin Yisas Liyim Arvi, why did the Chacham say? Psula gets married on Wednesday, Fisha Shanino, because we learned in another Mishnah later on, he gives Manvali Nisoy, if the time came to get married, and he didn't marry her, I'll explain in a second, Echeles Mishulei, he has to feed her, Echeles Betruma, and she can eat Truma if he's a Kohen. The din is like this, we learned, as Rashi is going to explain, when a man does Kedusha with a Psula, okay, from the time he says, Areat Makadesh Asli, we give him a year to marry her. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, the din is, until he's married, he's not obligated to support her. Once they get married, he has an obligation to support her. If he's a Kohen, and he marries this girl, she can eat Truma. Because the wife of a Kohen can eat Truma. Correct? Okay. What happens if he gets married, engaged, just for lack of a better... The first day of Tishrei, he does the Kedushin. When is the wedding going to be? The next Aleph Tishrei. Correct? What happens if the time came and he says, I'm not marrying you yet? Whatever reason, we'll see in the Gemara, whatever reason is. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm not marrying you. The din is, he's obligated to support her from that day. And he's obligated to, if he's a Kohen, she could eat Truma. All the obligations begin.
All obligations? Everything?
All the marital obligations begin from the date that they're supposed to get married. Now, so the Mishnah says, this is what Rav Yudah and Rav Shmuel saying, that if, what happens if the year came up on Sunday? So because a girl doesn't get married until Wednesday, from Sunday to Wednesday, he doesn't have to support her.
He doesn't?
No.
Oh.
That's why, in other words, why are the Chachamim telling us that a Psula gets married on Wednesday? To teach us, this is what he says, to teach us that if the year finished Sunday, that normally the din is that once the day comes, he has to feed her and support her and everything, but he doesn't have to because the Chacham said you have to wait till Wednesday. That's what he says. Let's see it inside. If the time came and he didn't marry her, meaning the year is up, and he didn't marry her, she eats from his property, and she eats truma if he guys a kohen.
Isn't it
called
chicken?
No. So he says, therefore, I would think, if that's it, the year was up Sunday, that he has to feed already from Sunday, because he's not marrying her until Wednesday. Therefore, it says that a girl gets married on Wednesday. Okay, this is what Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. Why does a girl get married on Wednesday? Okay. Ma'amrei ha'amru. Okay. And the Taisha says, he's not asking why, because the Mishnah says why. He's asking, what difference does it make that a girl gets married Wednesday night? What's the practical monetary difference if a girl gets married on Wednesday night? The difference is if he has to support her or not. So let's see Rashi now. Fisha Sheninu, well, the first, you know, where it says Gemara and then Rashi. Fisha Sheninu, Lekamin Makshalad, soon the Gemara is going to right away ask a question on this, as we'll see in a second. He gives man valenis, so the Mishnah says later on, Rashi says like this, Lekamin later on, prepare a in the parak that begins Alpha P, which is the fifth parak of Ksubis. Tanan, it says like this. Nais in Lepsubala, we give for a virgin girl, Shneimas Achedish, 12 months, Mishetava Habal, from the Baal, said, let's get married. Okay? Vihizra on the Suyin, and then he's warned on the marriage, Lefarnis Atma Tachshitim. In other words, once the Baal says, okay, I want you to marry me, by giving her a ring, basically the husband is telling her, you have 12 months to get ready for the wedding.
That's the Kedushin?
He does Kedushin, and then basically says, get yourself ready for the wedding. Or that's for a psula, and almana, which is not such a big fanfare, a widow who gets married, shleishimim, 30 days. In other words, the Mishnah over there says like this, from Kedushin, you have a year. If it's a psula, you don't marry her, you feed her. A widow is given 30 days. Because it's not such, you know, no big fanfare. So, the second Kedushin is done. 30 days she has to get ready. If 30 days comes by and he says, I'm not ready yet, she eats from his property. If she's a wife, if she's marrying a kohen, she can do it. Now, he gives man Rashi says, and he didn't marry in a chuppah. And the Gemara explains later, it means, akav habal. It was about the husband's fault, not the wife's fault. If it's the wife's fault, then why should the husband support? He said, I'm ready. Right? What does it mean? He, it's his property. Shabal Abal, a husband, is obligated to feed his wife. Mitakonis Bezdin, from one of the takonis of Bezdin, one of the decrees of Bezdin in Aksuba is the husband has to feed his wife. Vechelis Bitruma, and she can eat truma, im kohenu, if he's a kohen, v'bas Yisrael, and she's not a daughter of a kohen, because if she's a daughter of a kohen, she's eating anyway because of her father. What happens if the new husband's a kohen, and she's not? Shakohen ma'echel asishtei truma, a kohen can feed his wife truma even if she's not a kohen.
You're talking about washi here?
Yeah. Kiryalef, like it says, Mikayin ki yikne nafesh. The Kayin will buy, acquire a wife. He can give her truma. The Kashanin, the last Rashi. The Kashanin, therefore, it says, Besula Nisas, the idea, Chatakon is Chachamim. That the Chachamim said, Ma'akvasei milichneis. The Chachamim say you can't marry her on Sunday. What happens if the year comes up on Sunday? So who's not letting you get married? The Chachamim say you have to wait till Wednesday. So therefore he doesn't have to support his wife. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says now, back to the Gemara.
I don't understand. Because Chachamim...
First page.
He could...
First page?
Yeah.
What makes the Chachamim...
Yeah.
Nice.
Chachamim say Wednesday.
Right.
So, if he doesn't get married, he...
What happens if the year is up on Sunday?
Okay.
Right?
So he has to fit her anyway.
No, the din is he doesn't. Because the Chachamim are not letting him marry her.
Oh, until then.
If the time comes out Wednesday, and he says, no, I'm not marrying you until Sunday, then he has to feed her from Wednesday. Because he's stopping the marriage. But if the Chachamim say you have to get married Wednesday, and it's Sunday before, he's not stopping the marriage, the Chachamim is stopping the marriage.
Is this the latest you can marry after you get engaged? Let's say, engaged? Or you could get married any time after that?
Yeah, but the
if they're ready.
Yeah, but the Mishnah says later on that a psula is given 12 months to prepare. That was the normal procedure. In today's world also, in the secular world, to get engaged, to get married 20 years later. I don't know what to get married.
What was the reason for Monday not being a day of...
One second, we didn't see that yet in the Gemara.
He saw it.
Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, I don't understand the statement. Marid Avram, Marid Avram means the God of Avram. It's like an expression. He says, Toli Tanya, Bedoloi Tanya. What happens? The Chachamim, this reason, put a reason that our Mishnah says he doesn't say, and a reason that the later Mishnah doesn't say he says.
What?
Rav Yudah Mishmul said, the following is very simple, very simple. He says, why does a girl get married Wednesday? Because later on a Mishnah says, the time came and so if it's Sunday, he doesn't have to feed her. Yeah? Our Mishnah says the reason why a girl gets married Wednesday. He comes along and says, what's the reason why a girl gets married Wednesday?
Because it's a finding.
Because the husband doesn't have to feed her if the year's up Sunday. I understand. Our Mishnah says the reason why she gets married Wednesday. Why are you bringing another Mishnah that doesn't clearly say the reason? That Mishnah doesn't say the reason because of Wednesday. Right? So why are you, like, you're going the wrong way.
The Mishnah doesn't say.
So right, Gemara says one second. Hey, Tanya, Gemara says, what do you mean? This is learned. Ha Tanya, ha Tanya. This is a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah. Gemara didn't understand what he's asking. Ella, what he says, Toli Tanya, the Mefarish Taima. Why is he mentioning a Mishnah that the Mishnah says the reason, right? But the Tanya delay Mefarish Taima in a Mishnah that doesn't say the reason. Our Mishnah says the reason.
It doesn't.
It says
because the Beit Din,
Shemar Latinus Psulim Ayumashkim LeBezdin. Right, so the Gemara is asking. Rav Yudah Mishmul says, "Let me tell you why a girl gets married Wednesday, because if the time came here Sunday and he doesn't marry her, he doesn't have to pay food until Wednesday." He says, "I mean, our Mishnah says the reason. Why are you hacking a Chinese from another Mishnah that doesn't say the reason?" So he says like this: Alei Yitmar. Hachi Yimid, this is the way it has to be learned. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar, he's just putting both Mishnahs together now. Just like this. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Mipnei Ma'amru. Why did the Chachamim say, Psul and Nisas L'yema Revi, why should a girl get married on Wednesday? She'im ho'yelotainis Psulim. Because, again, like our Mishnah says, if he would find out that she's not a Psula, she's not a virgin, ho'yemashkim lebezdin. He would get up to Bezdin. Yeah? The next day. So now the Gemara continues. It says like this. V'tinasi be'echad b'shabbos. So why can't he get married Sunday? Why can't he get married Sunday? Because then Monday he'll go to Beis Din. Like it says, Shem ha'yo le'tainas psulim. Because if you would say she's not a virgin, ha'yo mashkim le'Beis Din. Okay? They would get up to Beis Din. So he says, now he's just continuing, asking on our Mishnah. Based on the reason of our Mishnah, she should be able to get married Monday also. Sunday. I mean, Sunday. So he says, Shaktu Chachamim al Bnei Yisrael, the Chachamim were diligent for the benefit of Jewish girls. Sheterech Besuda Shleishi Yomim, that a guy should prepare the final touches on the wedding Sunday, Monday, Shlishi B'Shabbos, or Revia Kainsa. And Wednesday, marry her. In other words, like this. There's another issue over here. The Chachamim wanted that the husband should finalize the preparations of the marriage for 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Then he'll be focusing Wednesday if she's a virgin or not. Okay? If he gets married Sunday, the day before Shabbos, that's a wasted day. Right? So a guy is going to make a wedding Sunday, he's going to go crazy. And he won't be focusing on his wife. Therefore, the Chachamim said, for the benefit of the girl, she should get married Wednesday. In other words, it's either Sunday or Wednesday for Beis Din, right? Because then Monday or Thursday, he'll go to Beis Din. But the Gemara says no. But why? So why does the Gemara Mishnah say Wednesday? because we want the husband to prepare the meal for three consecutive days, okay, to busy himself with the meal, okay? In other words, because there's Sheva Brachas for 7 days. You know, you need time to prepare for before the wedding, after the wedding. Everybody's talking about Sheva Brachas before the wedding.
Did the Sheva Brachas in the old days, too?
Sure.
They didn't have catering, yeah.
They didn't have catering. So now that the Chachamim say, that's why the girls don't get married on Sunday. Technically, they could. But the Chachamim said, no, we want to give the husband 3 days to get ready. So because of that, now, now therefore, the later mission that we learned, he gives man valinis, at the time came and he didn't marry her. She can eat his food already, even though he didn't marry her. So it says, he gives man ve'echa b'shabbos. What happens if the time came Sunday? The fact that he cannot marry her, he doesn't give her food. Okay? So the Gemara is answering, by the way, this piece of Gemara is answering a lot of questions we had in the Mishnah. So now Rav Yudah Mishmur, the way it's revised according to Rav Yosef, is as follows. The girl can marry either Sunday or Wednesday, technically. Because if there's a problem, you can run to Bez the Monday or Thursday. Why did the Chachamim say Wednesday and not Sunday? Why did they say Wednesday and not Sunday? Because we want to give the husband 3 days to get their meals ready. So we give him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday he marries her. If there's a problem, Thursday morning he goes to Bez. Why not Sunday? Because then you don't have 3 days. There's a Shabbos with a Friday. It doesn't work. So because of that we don't let him get married Sunday, if the year comes out on Sunday, then normally the husband would have to feed her even if he doesn't marry her. In this case, he wouldn't have to feed her because Beis Din says he can't get married until Wednesday. It's very simple.
And it makes the whole thing.
Now the whole thing makes sense. Because just learning the Mishnah, it says Absula gets married Wednesday, because if she's not a virgin, he comes to Beis Din Thursday. So right away the question is, let him go Sunday. Let him get married Sunday, and then Monday he can go to Beis Din. So the answer is no. Because the Chachamim, and this is interesting, the 3 days is for her benefit. That she should get the wedding nicer, and the Sheva Brachos nice, and everything. Yet the Chachamim said, therefore we're not letting you get married, and therefore you don't have to feed her. Now, what do you see from here? There's another interesting thing. I'm not going to learn Rashi or Tosfos there because I need to finish the Gemara. So, based on this Gemara so far, anytime it's not the husband's fault of the procrastination, he doesn't have to feed her. What are we saying? Sunday, l'chayre, the time came. Why doesn't he have to feed her? Because Beis Din says he can't get married until Wednesday. And therefore, he doesn't have to pay her food. But if it would be his fault, then he does have to pay her food. After, once the year is up, right? Even if he didn't marry her. Based on this teaching, the Gemara is going to explain, if it's the husband's fault that he didn't marry her and the year date, he has to pay her food. If it's not his fault, it's her fault, the Gemara is going to say, she got sick. Yeah? The year came up, he's ready to marry her Wednesday. She's, I'm sick. Okay. I can't get married until Sunday. Whatever, yeah? Or next Wednesday. Is it his fault?
No.
Therefore, does he have to pay her food? No. What happens if he got sick? Then he would have to pay the food. Because it's his fault.
So in the old days, they only got married on Wednesday. Basically. What you're saying.
Virgins, yes.
And these virgins ate a lot.
They were all virgins on the old days.
Your widows and divorcees.
Yeah. Okay. So what days? Like they came back. Those. Yeah. But okay. All right. Whatever.
There were any day.
Huh?
There were any day.
Okay. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Just 1 second. Therefore, lefikach. 11 lines from the bottom of the page. Lefiko, therefore, based on what we just explained, that if it's the husband's fault that he didn't marry her, he has to support her, otherwise not. Cholohu eshochal sehi, if he got sick, or she got sick, or shepirs and she became a nida, and therefore he's not allowed to be with her and he can't marry her, ain a maila lemezenus. He doesn't have to feed her. Why? I just got through saying, because I jumped the gun a little bit. I just got through saying that if he got sick, but this is not his fault. God made him sick.
God made him sick?
It's anus. And therefore, he wouldn't have to pay the food. In fact, the Gemara says, Ika, but some people ask a question, is it not? Whatever. Okay? Let's see Rashi now. In the middle of the page where it says, Mara da Avram, the master of Avram. Rav Yosef Tom al Divrei Rabbi. Rav Yosef was wondering on his teacher, and he said, "Mada Avram, like the God of Avram." Maza ha'yil Shmuel leimer kein. Why does Shmuel have to say that? That why does a virgin get married Wednesday because he doesn't have to feed her food? Our Mishnah says the reason because he should go to Beis Din. Va'eden another thing. So because the question Rav Yosef was the one that said this. Rav Yosef said the name of Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, and he says the din, and all of a sudden he says, oh, it doesn't make sense. So why are you saying it? So Rashi says two things. Number one, he said, how can my Rebbe say such a thing? And secondly, Rashi says, this happens many times, Chola Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, got very sick, v'shachach Talmudai, and he forgot a lot of his learning. You find many times in the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, who were students of Rav Yosef, a lot of times when the Abaye would correct Rav Yosef, he would correct him. He said, that's not what you taught us. Why? Because Rav Yosef forgot his learning. And then he started remembering a little bit, and his Talmidim reminded him.
He was sick.
No, there was a major illness in his life, and he forgot all his learning.
Oh, one time.
Yeah, he got sick, for sure. And he said, what would he just say? Tali Tanya, but like Tanya. He says, you're quoting a Mishnah with a reason, and you're quoting it from a Mishnah that doesn't say a reason. He says, Taila Ta Mishnah Shnuya, he's making a Mishnah that's learned, the Mishnah Shena Shnuya, and the Mishnah doesn't say. He gives man, that Mishnah doesn't say. Why? It just says it didn't. If the year came up and the guy didn't marry her, he has to give her food. Then the Gemara says, Machshel Rav Yosef, Zushnei Vishnei, both are learnt. There's a Mishnah, that's a Mishnah. So he says, what it means is like this. Mishnah Seinu Taima Mafurish B'Teicha. Our Mishnah says clearly the reason why a girl gets married Wednesday. Why? K'dei Sheyashkim LeBeis Din, she get up to Beis Din, man, and when the time comes, the Mishnah that says, you know, when the time comes in the year, he has to feed her. There's no reason that says, that Mishnah later, all it says is, if the time came for Sunday to marry her, he doesn't have to give her food. Doesn't say why. So why are you quoting a Mishnah that doesn't have a reason as the source of our Mishnah that does have a reason? And then the Gemara says like this, back to Rashi, Tinasi Vecha B'Shabbos, so the question, let her get married on Shabbos, Sunday, right? It says, Kula Rav Yosef, comes this all from Rav Yosef's statement. V'achshav Sheshaninu Shoktu, now that we said that the Chachamim made a takana, that when the year is up, the girl gets supported by the husband, B'Shvu Takana Zu Mu'ukva Melichna Vecha B'Shabbos. Because of that, the Chachamim said, we don't let him get married on Sunday, because you need 3 days to prepare. Lefika Rav Yosef Mesayel Mishmei de Nafshi. Therefore, Rav Yosef says, quotes his own thing, and he says, V'amr Lefikach, based on what we just said, Hoyo V'lam Donu, because Rav Yudam Shmuel said, Hama'uk Ev Machmas Enes, if you're blocked because of unforeseen circumstances, not on your own will. And the Chayav Lezayna, he doesn't have to feed her. Like we just said, Beis Din doesn't let you marry her on Sunday, you don't have to feed her, because it's not you. So therefore, chalahu, if she got sick or he got sick, then the question, the statement is you don't have to feed him. So meanwhile, Rav Yosef says, okay, Rav Yosef is saying that the girl, anytime the husband is not marrying the girl, not because of his own fault, he doesn't have to feed her, even if the year is up.
It's not fair for her.
Huh?
It's not fair for her, okay. You know, the Bedin, they decided, you know, the Mishnah says, Bedin, they said, let's...
Yeah, but this thing is for her benefit.
Huh?
It's for her benefit.
She's not getting anything for Benza, but there's no benefit.
Huh?
There's no benefit. She's losing.
No, because the Chacham say we want him to give her 3 days to prepare everything, that he should prepare everything for her. So because of that, we're saying get married Wednesday.
They're giving her a benefit, yet she's losing out if he gets sick.
Correct. Well, that's God made him sick. In fact, the Gemara is going to get into this right now. We're going to learn first as a few, just two small tesis and over here. Okay, let's see the tesis. The bottom tesis, the other tesis says, the gear set. The bottom tesis on the page, yeah? The Gemara said, "V'tinasi becha b'Shabbos." Why can't she get married on Sunday? Right? That was the Gemara's question. If the reason is she should go to Beis Din, why can't she get married on Sunday? But Taisa says there's another answer later on in the Gemara. Because Thursday is a very mazel dika day. Because fish were created on Thursday, fish multiply a lot. So the Gemara says like this: if he gets married Wednesday day, when is he living with her? Wednesday night. That's Thursday. Right? So the Gemara could have asked a different question. The Gemara could have answered a different answer, I mean. The Gemara's question was, why doesn't he get married Sunday? Because Beis Din sits Monday. So Taisa said the Gemara could have answered, because Wednesday night is a bracha night. Because of the fish. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? So Taisa says like this. Leboi l'shnuye, the Gemara didn't want to answer the Nisas Revi that she should get married on Wednesday. Because she married relations Wednesday night.
What's the
Divrei HaMatcha
on the...
Tinasi Becha B'Shabbos. Okay. Leboi l'shnui the Nisas Revi k'deshi tibor b'chamishi, that she should live with him on Thursday. Because Shnebracha Shnemer l'dogim k'damirin l'kamon. Right? Right? Also, lamali tam de shaktu. Why do I need the reason why to get married? Taisa's basically asking a question. The Gemara says, why don't we get married Wednesday? Why don't we get married Sunday? Because the Chacham wanted to give him 3 days to prepare. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't the Gemara say simple? Because Thursday is a better day than Sunday. Wednesday night is better than Sunday. Why don't we use that reason? So Taisa says, "Va'emeri, the time of bracha and a eitzat teva." That's only a good advice. "V'le'mikre uvreine," you're not going to call a guy sinning because of it. In other words, when the Chachamim said Wednesday because we want Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare, yeah, that's an order of the Chachamim. It's not an advice.
Is that? It's an advice, not an
advice. No. Shaktu Chacham, when the Gemara says, we want the guy to work 3 days to prepare the meal for the wedding in Sheva Brachas. It's not a good thing for you at a bracha. Chacham said, you got to work 3 days to prepare that wedding. Yeah? If a guy doesn't, he's called a sinner. But if you tell a guy, you know, Thursday is a very good day to be with your wife because there's a bracha for fish. He said, I don't want the bracha. I don't want to multiply like fish. I don't have 300 kids.
So what?
That's why the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara's question was, why can't you get married Sunday? Yeah? So they said, why doesn't the Gemara answer simple? Because a bracha is only on Wednesday. Yeah? And if the guy doesn't want a bracha, then let him get married Sunday. The Gemara's not going to answer that. Because that's only a good advice. You want a good bracha, get married. But you can't make a guy get married then. But if you say the reason is because he has to work 3 days to get the meals ready, right, then he's not allowed to get married those days. He can't say, I don't want the 3 days. Mm. Tough luck, we're telling you, you need the 3 days. Avo mishim shakto. But if a guy doesn't keep the 3 days of the preparations of the meals, he's called a vrayna. Okay? V'chein mashma lekaman. It's the same thing as also mashma later in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the reason why it's good to get married on Wednesday because of Thursday is mishum bracha. Okay? He said, mishum ikrura daita leichashinan. The Gemara says over there another thing. Why do we care if a guy gets married Tuesday? So go to Bezin 2 days later.
No, because we
are
said
you
the Rashi
now,
said
the what?
Are you on Gemara?
That is
the Tatesis all the way at the bottom. First page.
The cas is going to go away.
Oh, that's a kruda daita. Singmar says, we don't want him to calm down. Because if she's not a psula, she has to get it.
Right away.
Okay, that's the Tatesis. Okay. Back to the Gemara.
Huh?
Now we're on 2A2. 2A2. Okay? V'ika de boile mi boi. Some people ask it as a question. Rav Yosef said a statement now that the chassan doesn't marry her because she got sick, he got sick, or the president doesn't let you. Right? He doesn't have to feed her. So some people ask a question. Chalahu mahu. What happens if he got sick? Not the girl. If the girl got sick, he doesn't have to feed her. Because he says, I'm ready to marry you. What happens if he got sick and the day comes and he didn't marry her?
We just said it.
Yeah, we said it.
The Rav Yosef said it's a statement, but there's another version that says it was a question asked, not a statement. The ika the boy le mi boy. Some people have it as a question. Cholahu mahu. What's the din if he got sick? Do we say time of my mishum da onis? Because why do we say by bezdin doesn't let you get married because you're forced? Hachanami ayonus. Same thing here. He got sick. It's not his fault, right? Or dilma hasam onis betakanta. Over there he was forced because the chachamim don't let you get married. But here not. Meaning like this. The Gemara's question is, if he got sick, and now the day came by and he can't marry her, do we say the reason why Besdin says, if we don't let you get married on Sunday, you don't have to feed her for 3 days because you're not allowed to marry her? If the reason is because it's beyond his control. Chacham said no. Therefore, the same din would be, if he got sick, it's beyond his control. Or do we say no? When the Chachamim say it's forbidden to get married, then it's not your fault. But if you got sick, it's still your fault. Because the bottom line is, you're not marrying her. And the Gemara is going to go, it's a very interesting Gemara, by the way. It's a very interesting Gemara coming up now. And he says, V'im tem Suleiman, and if you want to answer, Cholohu, that if he got sick, my lelo mezainis, he does have to feed her, not like Rav Yosef said. But if you're going to say, in the question, that if he got sick and the day came by and he didn't marry her, he has to feed her. What happens if she got sick? Do we say, Marty, I'm a husband, can tell the wife, I know what come in, I'm ready to get married. Yeah? I'm ready to get married. Can she tell him, your river got flooded? In other words, it's your problem that I got sick.
What's
that?
Is it your problem?
Why is it your problem? Means it's your bad mazel.
Tough luck on you.
Huh?
Tough luck on you.
Right.
But again, that's...
The Stabcha Sadeo is speaking like this. There's a flood all over the place. And this guy's field, Punk, got flooded. Yeah? What do we tell him? You got bad mazel, right? Yeah, you have bad mazel. So the wife could tell the guy, listen, it's your bad mazel that I got sick. You have to feed me anyway. Now that I'm yours, it's like I gave you a field and got flooded. It's your mazel. What do you want from me?
What if one of the two become avil?
Or the Gemara said, no, avil is not a problem. We see the Gemara is going to say, imtim Suleiman. And if you want to say, Nestapcha Sadeodi, she could tell him it's your bad mazel that I got sick. Person Nida Mahu. What happens if she became a Nida that he can't marry her? And what's the question? B'shaz Vesta, at the time when the period is expected, Leiti Barloch, you can't ask. Why? Then she can't say it's your bad mazel. Why not? Because they should have planned the wedding at a different time. If it's the time she's expecting her period to come, then they should have wedding a different date.
But the year is up at that day. They can't
Should have planned the wedding a few days earlier, a few days later, if she's expecting it. Kiti Boiloch, when
well,
can
whose
you...
fault is it?
Huh?
They didn't plan it. Both of them, they didn't plan it.
No, this is up to the bride.
If the bride? She knows when she's getting... In the olden days...
Everything more was exact.
Shulchan Aruch says, in the olden days, everything was exact. The women had the exact time when she got her period. Mm-hmm. They knew exactly when it was. Okay? So, if... So now the question is, if she became a nida, right? So if she was expecting it, she can't say it's your bad mazel. What do you mean? You knew also. You shouldn't have planned it. Both the question only is, if she got her period when she normally doesn't get her period. So then, is it her fault or not? Can she say to the guy, it's your bad mazel. What do you want from me? I didn't do anything. God made it happen. It's your bad mazel.
Rabbi, if she says, on the first of Tishrei, I'm going to have my nida.
No.
He knows, she knows, both of them make a decision. Why is it going to be on her more than it's on him?
Because she knows when she gets a period. Husband doesn't know.
She's not going to tell him?
No, they didn't tell him. They didn't tell. It's not like today's world, they tell everybody everything. How is he supposed to support her at that time? Okay, when he's supposed to marry and she became Nida and she is expecting it to happen, why should he support her? He says, you knew it was going to happen. You shouldn't have made the wedding date for that day. Because it's her fault. But what happens if she got a period when she didn't expect it? Then she could tell him, it's your bad mazel. So this is all the question of the Gemara. In other words, first Rav Yosef said a statement. Anytime it's not in his control, he doesn't have to feed her. He got sick, she got sick, it doesn't matter. Nothing. It's not beyond his control, he doesn't have to do it. That's one version. Then the Gemara said, no, there are other people that had it a different version. What happens if he got sick? Do we say, you know, the woman says, it's my problem, you got sick, you have to feed me, tough luck. Or what happens if she got sick? She could tell me, it's your mazel I got sick. It's your bad mazel I got sick. You have to feed me anyway. Or person either, maybe if it's on the when she's expecting it, not expecting, whatever it is. So this is the Gemara's question. Is he obligated to feed her from that time on?
Well, it's not only feeding, it's clothing and
everything.
She gets sick, the doctor and all that, right?
Everything. But now she's not married yet. She doesn't have to cure her.
So this whole argument is over a few days of him supporting her or not.
Yeah. A lot of fights over petty stuff.
As opposed to the father, right?
Correct.
So they cancel the wedding?
They'll postpone it.
They have invited guests.
One minute. Who had invited guests in the time of the Gemara?
The village people.
The village people came. What do you think? Sent out invitations and emails and RSVPs.
Have anything better to do?
There was a wedding. There's a city show where people travel.
Party.
No
invitation? Huh? No invitation?
Everybody go?
Yeah. What do you mean, the shtetl? That's what it worked in the shtetl. The whole shtetl came to the wedding.
But they didn't give food or anything.
Didn't you ever see Fiddler? Fiddler.
Yeah, Fiddler on the roof. I don't remember. It's too long ago.
You should see it again. You remember. No, in the shtetl, people, that's... They all felt like brothers. For a brother's wedding, you need an invitation, you don't get invited. Today, yeah. You fight with the brother. They don't talk to each other. They don't look at each other. So now the Gemara is... we don't have an answer to the question now, so far. If it's... He got sick. She got... Not Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's first statement is clear. Anytime it's not normal, not his fault, he doesn't have to pay. But the Gemara says, but moment, let's say that there's a question asked. Maybe if he got sick, he has to pay, or maybe if she got sick, he does. What's the din? Okay? So, Pashut Rav Achoy, Rav Achoy answered it like this. He gives man vali nisay. Okay, let's understand the Mishnah that we just read. It said in the Mishnah over there like this. He gives man vali nisay. If it came the time and they didn't get married, she eats from his property, right? Because he is obligated to feed her. And she eats truma if he's a kohen, right? So now the Gemara is nitpicking on the expression. It doesn't say leinasu. They, the husbands, did not marry. El leinisu, they were not married. Meaning, hey chidami, what's the case? Okay, either kama akvi inu. If they were deliberately delaying the wedding, the kala, amaya chalas mishloi v'chalas betrum, why should she eat his food? If she delayed the wedding?
It says they.
Nasu, no. Nasu is active, nisu is passive.
Both of them.
No, it's the plural. Man is active, the world is passive.
Is it plural?
It's all the men or women. Not this particular man or woman. Men... Oh. Women, plural. So it doesn't say nasu, that he didn't marry her. Nisu means they didn't get married. That means whose fault is it? The girl's. So he says, if she did it special, amaya chalas mishalei v'chalas betruma, right? So we must say, the itness, that she couldn't marry him, either because she became a nido, or she got sick, or whatever. And yet it says, Echeles Mishalei Vecheles Betruma. Yet it does say that she eats from his property. Which shows that even if she got sick, or she became Nida, or she delayed it, she still eats it. So he wants to bring a proof from the expression of the Mishnah that says passive versus active, that we're talking about the girl's fault of not marrying. And yet the Mishnah says she can eat.
Is a kohen where there is a difference because that she won't be able to eat the kohen.
Yeah, if he's obligated to feed her, then she can eat truma. If he's a kohen,
if she's obligated,
right?
Well, she's obligated.
Normally, even one second.
If he's not obligated.
It says like this. The Gemara says in different places. A girl after Kedushin does not eat truma. If she's marrying a kohen, right? After Kedushin, she cannot eat truma. You know why? She's acquired by him already. But she might bring it to her family. She's still not living with the guy. She's living with her family. She's going to take truma, she's going to bring it home. Right? Then her Yisrael family is going to eat it. Once she gets married, she moves in with the husband. So we're not afraid she's going to bring food to her family, because she's not living there anymore. Right? But if the time came that he's obligated to support her, he has to support her completely as a husband. So if he's a kohen, she could eat truma.
In her own house.
Right.
We are not worried?
No, because it's so uncommon. And she knows that he's obligated to feed her, so it's like she's married already.
But Nisu, you say, is a passive, like they didn't get married, right?
Right.
So why is it her fault? Maybe it's his fault. If it's a passive.
No, it means that she didn't get married. It was her fault that they didn't get married.
Yeah, but the Lashon is...
Nasim.
Nisu means they were not married.
Nasu means the men did not marry her. Nisu means they were not married. Means it came up because of her. It's just grammar.
Oh, is this feminine?
Yeah. Not feminine. Nisu is passive.
It's plural.
No.
Is that?
Women. Many women. Many callous. Many.
Nisu.
Rav Ashi is going to refute her because Rav Ashi says that's the last explanation of the Mishnah.
They already are engaged. This is to get married. They have Nisuin. This is the Kedushin, right?
The Kedushin they had a year ago.
Although the Kedushin they had, this is...
Marriage. That's the basis of this whole Gemara. That years ago, in the time of the Gemara, they had Kedushin, and 12 months later, they got married.
Erusin?
Huh?
Erusin
and Kedushin, same thing. That's the engagement. Reyat Mekadesh. Nisuin is the wedding.
We do it at night or we do it daytime? Nowadays.
What?
Kiddushin and Nisuin.
You can marry any night of the week.
No. Night or daytime. Some people do like before or no, doesn't.
I thought why everybody pushes to do it during the day?
The wedding, the chuppah?
No, yeah, the chuppah and the kesuvah and all that.
It doesn't matter, does it? No.
Today, we do the Kedushin and the Suin together. You know why you read the Ksuba at a wedding? Why do you read the Ksuba?
Because separation.
Well, there's absolutely no purpose of reading Ksuba at the wedding. Ksuba is a financial obligation, husband to wife. What the heck is everybody's business? Why are you reading it? For what purpose? Okay? Because you have the Birchus Edison. When the rabbi says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Geber, Pergav, Hashem, Kishon, Mitzvah, Svan, Arayis, the first brach, then they drink, and then the chassan gives the ring, that's kedushin. Sheva brachas is nisuin. To break to make a hefzik, between one edison and nisuin, years ago was 12 months, we do it with the reading of the ksuba. But to make a break, there's no reason. Okay? The reading of the ksuba, now it's a big honor, the big rabbis get it, yeah? In the time of the shtetls, the yukels read the ksuba. It wasn't an honor. Edison is an honor. Nisuin, the sheva brachas is an honor. Abs reading the ksuba at a yukel. Today, yukels can't read the ksuba. Even rabbis can't read the ksuba. So it's a prominent honor. You give it to a choshev guy. But the ksuba was not a piece of paper. Okay, now.
It's just a separate.
If you don't have
One second. Our minig is, that even if the wedding's at night, we write the ksuba during the day. Okay. It's not kosher at night, if you write it. If you're getting married, what's today? Tuesday, yeah? Somebody's getting married tonight, and shkia is 5 o'clock, our minig would be to write the ksuba before 5 o'clock, and put today's date. Even though the chuppah is tonight, one thing has nothing to do with the next. In the Litvisha world, it's not kosher. Some ratzes, but it's not kosher.
Yeah.
Many chassidish world, because what does the ksuba have to do with the nesuin? Many places the shiva, the ksuba could be days before.
So why that for during the days? So
why? So the Rebbe doesn't write a reason. The Rabbanim say because it's a ma'ase bez, then a ma'ase bez should be by day. There are reasons for it. Now, one thing is for sure. The date on the ksuba has to be the same date that your mekabel kinyan from the chosen and the witness to sign.
Of kiddushin or nisim?
Of the ksuba. You want to write the ksuba Tuesday day, you have to write Tuesday's date and sign it that day. Okay? If you wrote it day and you signed it at night, it's not a kosher document. It's predated. It's mugdam. Right? One thing is for sure. When you write a ksuba, the date of the ksuba has to coincide with the time you make the handkerchief kinyan with the chassan, or whatever, yeah? And the witness's sign. Correct? Therefore, what happens if you're hoping to sign it by day, and you wrote it out, today is what? Today is Tezayin, 16th day, and 5 o'clock came, you didn't sign it yet. Nobody rolled in yet. Persian wedding. Nobody rolled in. You can't write today's date. It's going to be possible. Because you're signing tonight on today's date. It's a contradiction.
So you erase and redo it?
You can erase. You have to rewrite the ksuba. If you're writing it Bein HaShmoshes, 5 to 5.30, you can't write it either because we don't know if it's day or night. Okay? So after 5.30, you put tomorrow's date. 17th. You understand? But the ksuba, but it's not that Kedushin is done at night or day. That could be done any time. Until we don't have Bezdin with Tainus Psulm anyway, so therefore we get married every night.
But in normal contracts, the date of the agreement and the date of signature can be different.
Not in Torah documents. Not in loan documents. Not in loan documents. We're talking about secular world. In Torah documents, monetary documents, or get them, and anything of that, you can't have a predated document.
It means before the action.
It's going to hurt the buyers of the property.
But usually it goes based on the date of the execution, the signature.
But the signature date has to be the date that says in the document, according to Torah law. If I lend you, today's January 1st. I mean, it's not. We'll make it January 1st to make it easy. Yeah? You write the Hebrew days, but let's say January 1st, yeah? I lend you $1,000. Correct? Now, everything you own on this day and onward is bound to me. Correct? There's a lien on Torah law, there's a lien on all the property. Not only your tangible items, but any land that you own now, today. Right? What happens if you sell the land January 10th to somebody else? Because it was a written document, the buyer was supposed to know that there's a lien on the property. If he doesn't, he messed himself up. You can take the collateral even from somebody who bought the field. I don't know whether this is in secular law, but this is in Torah law. Yeah? Now, if I predate a document, that means today is January 1st, but I wrote December 1st. Okay? When is the lien really beginning? At the time of the loan, which is January 1st. Correct? What date does the document have? December 1st. Which means later on, when everybody forgets everything, if you bought a property December 15th, legally, is that property on lien? No. Because the loan took place January 1st. But because the document says December 1st, the document says there is a lien on that property. Right? So you're going to go to the buyer and take away land that you had no right to take away from him. Understand? Therefore, predated documents are no good. In Torah law.
It's not, no owner would do such a thing.
Which
benefit,
owner?
What is the benefit of owner to write predated? What is he gaining?
That you could go take the property from that guy. Technically, he can go back to you and get back his money, his property, whatever.
That's why now we have title search, title search insurance.
Yeah, all this stuff. But if you write the ksuba, sign the ksuba today, what's the difference when the chasen is? You know, by Sfardim, they do it sometimes 3 days before.
Like a week before, in Iran used to do that.
Yeah, why? Because what does the ksuba have to do with the wedding? The ksuba is saying that this document says I'm bound from this and this date to pay to take care of you.
They cannot be together. It's only ksuba. No,
ksuba is not doesn't allow you to be together.
And if you sign that and you haven't yet,
doesn't matter when the ksuba is. when the chuppah is.
So if you never have the chuppah, does that, you have a get for that document?
No, ksubah doesn't make a get.
The wedding does.
The wedding. Mekadeshesli, which today is done at the wedding.
Yeah, people, they think the ketubah is a big thing. No, they want to sign on it, Persian. They want to sign on it as a big...
Everybody signs in the back of
it. It's not actually...
You can make a big excitement out of anything.
Yeah.
There was a camp here in the city many years ago that had old Chabad trucks and buses that leaked a lot of oil. And they were always filling them up with oil. And Pep Boys had a sale on a quart of oil for a dollar. Mm. One per customer. Mm-hmm. So what did the camp do? The camp had like 200 kids. What did the camp do? This is my side. It's a Monica camp. Some Monica camp. What did the camp do? They made it a day's activity. They gave each kid a dollar. And each kid went to Pep Boys together to buy a quart of oil. And the kid that was there, a kid, Michael Levy, his name was. Remember Barry Levy? Barry Levy, remember? Anyway, his kid, who was 7, 8 years old in camp, came home and told his parents that day was more fun than Disneyland. Now, buying oil in Pep Boys, how that could be more exciting than Disneyland, I don't know. But you can hype up anything to make it wow. You have to know how to hype up things. So it is what it is, a hype of a ksuba.
Do they go to different Pep Boys or the same Pep Boys?
I'm sure if they ran out of that Pep Boy, they went to a different Pep Boy.